It's time now for Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau.
Yes, good morning, good morning. We're back again with Talking to Spirit and Animals. And I have a very special guest this morning, but before I jump in with her, and you're just going to be tickled when you meet her, I wanted to just talk to you. Those of you who listen every week may remember that we had Deborah Vredenberg from the organization Pet Guardians on last week. And Pet Guardians is that group that helps place animals for people that are ill or people that have are moving into like a retirement community or things like that. So she really does a great job. And she has a special kitty that's looking for a home right now. And it's a calico kitty named Bubbles. And Bubbles has been in a foster home for quite a while. The right person just hasn't come her way yet. She's only 5 years old. And she and her litter mate were rescued by an elderly lady. And when she left her home, she left the cats there by themselves, but she had a neighbor who would take food over to them. Unfortunately, it was in the winter time, and there was no electric or heat there, so it was a little traumatic for them. Her sister, who was very friendly, was adopted right away by a special friend of Pet Guardians. Bubbles, however, was a little traumatized by the whole experience. But due to the patience and kindness of her foster mom, Laura, she's come a long, long way. And now she's integrated with the other pets in the home. So Bubbles deserves a home of her own, and she's just adorable. You can go to Pet Guardians' website. That's www.petguardians.org, O-R-G, and you can see a picture of her. So if you're interested in sharing some love with this beautiful, beautiful calico kitty, get in touch with them. They can even bring Bubbles to your home, so they make it very easy to adopt some of these wonderful animals that they're placing. So please take a look at Bubbles and see if we can find a home for her. Now, though, let's move right into my very fun guest. I am just tickled to have her here with us. Her name is Christina Nelson, and Christina is a radio talk show host. She's a television personality and an international psychic medium and comedian. So she's actually known as the co-medium. So because she likes to incorporate humor and laughter with her act on the stage. And she is one fun gal. And I think you're just going to love her. So, Christina, good morning.
Well, good morning. How are you?
We're great. We're great. How are you doing?
Hey, not bad. Sounds like you're right next door, but I think we're about 3,000 miles apart.
Maybe we are. Christina's calling in from California, guys. And so she's up bright and early this morning to be with us.
I am. But you know what? I've had plenty of coffee, so I'm ready to rock this. I don't want to stop talking.
Coffee will do that for you.
Ooh, I'm telling you.
It's that high test stuff.
Yeah, it is.
Well, I'll let people know, too, before we really get going, that Christina and I will be doing live on-air readings, and we'll take questions from our listening audience. So please call in. The number here is 717-637-0052, and all you have to do is give us your first name and your questions, and we might have some great answers for you this morning. So please join us.
Awesome.
So Christina, let's talk about spirit and humor. It's not all seriousness, is it?
No, it's not. You know, people are really surprised. When I do my venues or my platforms or even when I do readings on the radio or in person, I always try to bring in a little humor and a little bit of laughter. And some of my clients, and they're a little bit apprehensive. They're like, but I tell them, I said, look, most of us have a sense of humor, do we not? Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we cross over, we take that with us.
I love that you tell them that.
Yeah, I do. Because, you know, we take the good parts with us, right? I mean, so I have a lot of spirit that comes through with fun, giddy personalities. My spirit guide, Eli, absolutely phenomenal. He loves Elvis. He's funny. He's just like this kind of like, I perceive him as like this biker dude because I love to ride.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, we have a good time. We have a great relationship between Eli and myself. And it's so I incorporate that fun and that humor to kind of like, you know, break that that dogma, everybody thinks it's so serious and it's so sad and it's so, you know, it's not.
Yeah,
it's,
well,
it's
I think
beautiful thing.
People have this vision, you know, that we're all over there on the clouds, you know, strumming the harps, and everything is just very serious and, you know, very quiet and calm, and, you know, and it's just life over there.
It is. It's just life over there. You know, I've interviewed people that have crossed over. I call them people, but spirits that have crossed over.
Right, spirit people.
One in particular, believe it or not, I don't think they have alcohol content in heaven, but was a bartender in heaven. Does that sound silly? You guys think I'm crazy? Well, call 911. I'll give you my address, but I'm serious.
His job on the other side is a bartender.
Yes. He loved talking to people, working with people, loved the atmosphere of the partying in the bar. He wasn't an alcoholic when he was on the earth plane. He just liked the atmosphere. He loved the party. Always wanted to be a bartender. So when he crossed over and went to heaven, we all get to have our little job, whatever we want to do, whatever our heart's desire was. His was to be a bartender. Now, is there alcohol content in heaven? I doubt it. But you could still have a toddy, maybe with no alcohol in it, but maybe it'll taste like it has alcohol in it. You know what I'm saying? It's kind of like that.
Yeah, but I think bartenders, too, they're sort of like your personal shrink, you know? It's like they're so helpful for people.
They really are. They really are. And that's what he loved to do. He loved to hear the stories. He loved the atmosphere. He loved the party and the music. You know, that's something that he enjoyed, and he wanted to do that. And so that was kind of his job while he's in heaven.
Yeah, I love that you bring that out, Christina. Well, I think we actually have a call, so let's grab our call, and then we'll get back. So, hello, who's this calling?
Hello.
Hi.
Yes, my name's Mary. I'm calling our dog. I have a doxy, and he just keeps licking and licking his paw and his skin, and he did have surgery on his paw one time, and we tried the cone on him, and we tried everything. He just won't stop, and he always has his skin, and I was just wondering what that may be.
Okay. All right. Well, hold on, Christina. I'm just going to check in.
Yeah.
Mary, what is your dog's name?
Peanut.
Peanut. Okay. Let me just see if I can get into Peanut and see what's going on with that. Okay. Well, part of it is anymore now, it's habitual. It's become a habit for him, and it's actually calming for him to do that. Okay, so this is a front paw, right?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. So, you know, he just does that with that. He also has, he feels like a little inflammation in there, so there's still something there that's a little bothersome for him, and that's his way of calming down.
Oh.
Okay.
Is there anything, or you know, to calm him down that he doesn't do that, or?
Well, I'll tell you one thing that you could try, Mary. It's a flower essence, and you can get it almost at any drugstore now. It's called Rescue Remedy. It's by Bach Flower Essences, B-A-C-H.
Uh-huh.
And that is a very calming substance, and you can get it in like a little spray container or a little dropper, and try a little bit of that and see if that helps relieve him.
Okay. All right. I'll try that. All right. Well, thank you.
All right. Thanks for calling, Mary.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Oh, so we had to sneak in some little animal stuff in there, Christina.
That's fine. I agree with you. There's a little bit of nervous habit, feels like, around that. So I agree.
Yeah. What were you getting anything else?
Just he's very, very nervous. Nerves is what's causing this. I almost could feel the nerves.
Yeah.
Just, you know, and I've got to do this. And so... It, like you said, calming.
Yeah, great.
Him, but he's causing it to be inflamed by doing that. Peanuts.
Right. Yeah, thank you, Christina, because it's great. I love that you can pull things in, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have to take a commercial break.
A commercial break already? My goodness. All right, Christina, hang in there. We'll be right back.
Christina remembers commercial break.
Yes, I do.
Yes. So we're going to be back with more after this.
Great.
Okay, we're back with Heart to Heart with Jackie LeBeau. Any guests?
And Christina Nesson.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm sorry.
All the buttons pushed yet. Give me a break. Here.
Okay.
Everything's pushed.
All right. Everything's pushed. So we're back. It's Jackie LeBeau and my special guest, Christina Nesson. And we're talking about the humorous side of spirit. So, Christina, we were talking about some of the things that you get from Spirit, and you have a Spirit person that you've checked into who's actually a bartender, and it's always enjoyed that. So, and your guides, too. They also have a great sense of humor, right?
Oh, you're not kidding. My master guide, you know, I pretty much communicate with him on a constant basis. I meditate every morning for 15 to 30 minutes, and we kick it and have a conversation and chill together. And his name is Eli, and he's an absolutely amazing spirit guide. And this is where all the humor started to come in. He started to, you know, because he knows I have a sense of humor. And he said, Chris, we need to incorporate this. You know, you have a gift, and you have a gift to heal people with laughter and love. And so we're going to work on that. So my spirit guide, Eli, worked on that with me. And he's absolutely amazing, and he's funny, and he's just this cool cat that I really enjoy working with. And, you know, and it's funny, you know, they love music. Trust me, the other side, they still listen to music, and my spirit guide happens to love Elvis.
Oh, that's
and
right.
I don't like Elvis. I mean, I'm not saying I don't like Elvis. Elvis just isn't my genre of music, right?
Yeah. Well, you're young for Elvis.
Yeah, it's, you know, I'm not really, you know, really, yeah. So.
Well, I love that you said that. I wish my husband was around. He's traveling right now, but he always says, "Boy," he says, "they better have '60s music when I get over there."
Oh well, yeah, definitely, definitely hi-fi all the way, you know. So. But, yeah, so, I mean, it's just, so what I do is I incorporate the humor and the laughter because it's healing. And, you know, some people, they don't get it. They're a lot of them are sad, they're hurting.
Yeah.
And, you know, they're looking for their mother or their father or their son or daughter to come through. And if I'm able to pull them through and give them that emotion of laughter and healing and sadness and all that, all wrapped up at the same time, how healing is that?
Yeah. Well, you know, there is that saying, the best medicine is laughter.
It really, truly is. And that's exactly what I do. I have so many people that come to me and say, Chris, you know, you can't believe what you've done for me and my soul and my heart just by bringing in the laughter and helping me heal and understand. I just recently did a Marine. His wife brought him in for a reading. He had been hurting for about 4 years, just deeply hurting. And didn't really believe in the whole psychic medium thing. He just, you know, he's a big bad Marine. That's just,
just coming because his wife is forcing him to.
Yeah, exactly. But by the time he left, I get emails from the wife. His whole life has changed. I was able to have his buddy come through.
Oh, wonderful.
On a humorous side of it and a healing side of it for him. And, you know, the validation, he was, like, amazed because nobody would have known that. But his friend, he was supposed to be in the Humvee with him in Afghanistan, and his best friend was blown up with other soldiers in the Humvee and were killed.
Oh, my goodness. So you can imagine how he felt, like he was supposed to be there.
Yes. Uh-huh. Exactly. And the guilt was consuming him for quite a few years.
Yeah.
But I was able to heal that and get him on that track of starting to heal. And every day has been a better day for him, and now he's able to move on as a Marine and understand.
Yeah, you know, I'm sure just feeling the essence of his friend, like he would know exactly how he would talk, you know, the kinds of things he would kid him about and the things that they shared.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm sure that just was so meaningful for him.
Oh, you can't even imagine. When they got back to the stateside, they were going to get dirt bikes and go out to the desert here in California and ride their dirt bikes.
Oh, so he even told him about the plans that they had made.
Mm-hmm. He said, don't give up on me a dream of riding your dirt bikes in the desert. He said, I'll be there with you. And that's when the Marine broke down and started crying.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody knew that. His wife didn't even know that.
Yeah, I got chills just when you said that, Christina. Oh, how wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know, how wonderful for his wife as well, because, you know, when he's been hurting, she's hurting too.
Exactly.
You
and
know?
That's why she freaked out to me.
Yeah,
because
sometimes you're in that spot where you just can't seem to help the person through their grief.
Yeah. I mean, grief, it consumes you. It makes you sick. It's a horrible thing. And if I can just reach out a little bit with anybody that's even listening on the radio today with their grief and they want somebody to come through, allow us psychic mediums. You know, there's quite a few of us out there that are reputable. You know, you could do research on them, you know, Google their names, whatever. Go to them because, you know, we have a gift and we want to share that with you and help you start healing because grief is horrible and we need all the help we can get.
Yeah.
You know, get through that.
It is all-encompassing, and it really does take its toll. I know I have friends who lost a son, and, you know, it's been 2 years, and it is so, so difficult for them.
It is. It's so tragic, and I'm not saying you'll ever get over it.
Yeah.
But if we could just soften the blow a little bit, guess what? You know, we started the healing process. We helped. We're just vessels. We're working through spirit.
Yeah, I always say that too.
Yeah.
I'm sort of like I'm the column. I'm like where it comes. So what are the so talk about different ways that spirit lightens situations up for us every day. You know, it's not even just like what were the kinds of little things that they do that they tell you that they do for their loved ones, you know, during the day to just sort of make them smile or make them giggle.
Oh, you know, it's funny you said that. Last night I had a Amazon radio show, of course, and I had a caller come through, and she's another individual is grieving the loss of her mother. And she says, I don't ever feel my mother. I don't understand. I don't dream about my mother. But I want to know my mother's there. Please, can you pull my mother through? And so, you know, with the help of Eli and her bringing the energy through, the daughter, I was able to pick up on a mother, and I said, I want you to know something. You're getting messages every day from your mother, and you're not acknowledging them. So you were nudged to call in this show so I can give you the messages that your mother's given you. She's like, oh, my goodness, what is that? And I said, have you had birds on your windowsill or doing anything unusual around you? And she said, well, you know, something in the fact that I have this one particular bird that every time I'm outside, it seems to dive bomb me or it comes around me. And it's, this is one particular bird. I said, that's your mother.
Oh, my goodness. So she's been, like, dive bombing her, trying to get her attention.
Yeah.
Or she's sending the bird to do, not that her mother is the bird, but she's sending that sign to get her attention. And, oh, that's funny. So now when she goes out and she gets dive bombed.
Mom, what are you doing?
Yeah, she's like, stop doing that with that bird.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, we all get those little messages, but a lot of us don't realize that those are messages. We're just like, oh, that's so annoying. Get out of here.
Yeah.
But, you know, that's a message. Music. I had another caller. It was Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I said, he's giving you messages of the song. And she said, she told me it was that song, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head. And I said, because he's telling you he hated the rain. And she went, oh, my God, my father hated rain. I said, that's why you keep hearing that song.
Oh, that's a riot.
It's to remind you that he's there with you. So there's these little messages that we're getting. Be aware.
Yeah.
You know? Definitely.
And I think just bringing that up and talking about it reminds people, Christina. So I'm happy that you're doing that because there are just little things that you're thinking, what was that? You know, and then you would ordinarily just go on with your day and not think about it. But the next time that pops in your head, you know, you can sort of think about it.
We're going to take a break.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll be right back, folks. Okay, we're back. And this is Jackie LeBeau and my special guest, Christina Nelson, today. And we were talking about, you know, the signs of spirit. And we were talking about that bird, that dive bombing bird for that lady. And it got Christina and I talking about the different signs that people get. And one of the questions that both Christina and I get a lot is, how come, you know, my husband or my mother doesn't come to me in my dreams? And you have an answer for that, don't you, Christina?
Yes, I do, actually.
I'm not hearing anything. Oh.
Hello?
Okay. Are you there, Christina?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Uh-huh. I didn't hear you for a second. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
One of the things is I've interviewed plenty of spirits. I love to just sit down and talk to spirits. And I've had them tell me that sometimes it's really difficult for them to come into their loved one's dreams. It depends on their sleep patterns. Some people don't remember their dreams. Some people aren't in that complete sleep. They're restless, and it's very hard for spirit to come in. It takes a lot of energy to come in a dream. So that's why they're leaving these little subtle messages around that a lot of you aren't aware of. And it's that simple. Now, will they manifest in front of you and say, hey, how you doing, shake your hand and give you a big hug? That's not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I think your comment, and I think people don't realize that it takes a lot of energy
mm-hmm.
for spirit to communicate with us. And we think that you get to the other side and you can just do anything you want and it's like mm-hmm. instantaneous, but that is in fact not the way it works.
It isn't, and it does take a lot of energy. And it's just a lot easier for them to do subtle things like birds or little stones or coins or whatever it may be, feathers, little easy, subtle things that are around us anyway.
Or all the electrical stuff. That's particularly easy for them because they're energy.
mm-hmm. And they are energy, and that's one of the manifestations I've had in my home with a crossed over loved ones is where they would manipulate the electronics.
Yeah.
Very easy for them to do that.
Electronics mm-hmm. and blown out light bulbs.
mm-hmm. Yeah, very much. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, but it's nice to know that. And you had what was that sign you were telling me about? You told somebody that they were going to find a feather in a most unusual place.
Yeah, I did. I had a client come into my office and we did the reading and I said your mother's going to bring you a feather. I said, but the very odd thing about the feather is that it was going to be in a very inconspicuous place, a place you would never think a feather would be, and it's just going to pop up, and you're going to be like, oh, wow, okay, that is so my mother. I said, so be ready. I don't know when this will happen, but it'll happen. And she called, I'm going to say maybe a few weeks later, she had called me, and she said, Chris, I got to tell you, my air conditioner wasn't working in my car. It was hot, so I took it to the shop, and they found a couple of feathers, actually, in the air conditioning duct, and it was blocking the duct. And she said, oh, my God, that is the oddest place ever to find a feather. I said, there you go. That was your mother. She stuck that feather in there as good as she could. So, you know, you would know that was your mama.
Yeah, and you weren't gonna miss this one because it was clogging up your air conditioning.
Exactly. But see how simple that was? If she had not come to me,
she wouldn't have never known.
Exactly. It's just been a feather in an air-conditioned duct, and she would have went on with her life and never gave it a second thought. But now she'll always think of her mother when she sees feathers. And when we think about our crossover loved ones in a loving and a good way, especially, that pulls them in. So yeah. They're going to come around you even more because they are around us.
Yeah. I always tell people when I do readings, Christina, that we take a moment and I ask them to hold somebody that they want to contact, you know, in their thoughts, you know, and then we say a short prayer and we start. But, you know, I try to remind them that any time that they're thinking about them, you know, they're calling them to them.
Yes, you really, really do that. That calls that energy force in and they come running, you know, and it's so awesome. It really is.
Yeah. And it's like the people who talk to their loved ones. I always say, yeah, talk to them because they hear you.
Yes, they do. Oh, yeah. And they definitely hear me. I have them around me all the time. It's crazy. I just did a television show about the spirits in my home. It's crazy. But, you know, you as a light worker and myself, we have that openness, and we're just this bright beacon of light, and the spirit are like, ooh, yeah, she's going to communicate with me, so they come running.
Yeah.
Because they want to.
Yeah, because they want to, I mean, we always say, you know, they want to talk to us as much as mm-hmm. we want to talk to them.
Oh, gosh, yes. Uh-huh. You know, but, and one other thing I wanted to touch on is that people are always asking me, why don't they manifest? Why can't I see them in human form? You know what? That's very rare that can even happen because it takes so much energy to do that. And I can honestly say I've seen dead people almost all my life, but to me it's distortions in the air, maybe shadow figures. I've probably seen manifestations, I could say, 5 times in my whole life. Very, very rare.
Right, and it doesn't...
So I wanted to get that out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm glad you said that because people always say to me, like when I describe something, they're like, well, what are you seeing? And I can honestly tell you, Christine, for me it's only been twice. You know, and one time it was very, very real, although I didn't see the face. It was mm-hmm. my father-in-law. But the other time it was my friend's son, and I could see him standing in my kitchen. You know, I saw what he had on. I saw his face. You know, I saw his height. But it still wasn't like, it wasn't
normal.
Clear. Yeah, it mm-hmm. wasn't normal. It wasn't like me just looking at you.
Yes, exactly. You're exactly right. I had a similar situation in this home about a year ago, and my partner's mother was standing in the hall. She's crossed over for many years now, and she peeked around the corner at me. It was a little off, so I knew it wasn't Mary. I knew this wasn't normal looking, mm-hmm. and I knew she had manifested. I could see her face and I could see her, but it wasn't that normal human solid look.
For me it was sort of see-through. I don't know how to describe it better than that.
It is hard.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It definitely is.
Yeah, sort of like that fuzziness. So, but that's a good mm-hmm. thing, because for people to understand that, it takes an awful lot for spirit to do that.
It really does, and it really it tires them out. It would be like us running a 1,000-yard dash. I mean, how do you feel when you're done doing that? You're exhausted. You're running at full force for 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
You know, that's kind of what it's like for them. So they would rather not do that. It takes too much energy.
Right, right. It really takes it out mm-hmm. of them. And mm-hmm. they certainly can't maintain it for a long period.
No. As a matter of fact, the longest was that I've ever had manifest in front of me, out of the five in my lifetime, was Mary's mother. And I would say, to be honest, it was probably about 2 seconds.
Yeah, yeah.
Just long enough to go, oh, wow, okay, wow, gone.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah. And it's so quick. And that's, I mm-hmm. think, you know, that happens with a lot of people. And I've had a lot of people tell me that, particularly with animals, like they could swear they saw the animal go down the hall. And then, of course, it's not there. But it's the same thing with animals. It takes mm-hmm. a lot
yes,
for
is.
Them to manifest, too.
Mm-hmm. It does take a lot for them. I could feel animal. I've never had an animal manifest in front of me. I've only been human. But I could feel their energies. I could almost describe the dog. Sometimes I just recently did a horse. I could smell the horse. They have
yeah.
a certain smell.
Yeah.
You know, things like that I can do, but for an animal to manifest, I've never had that happen. I've had shadows of animals, and I knew, I could tell that from the energy that was a cat.
Right.
Or it was a dog or a horse, you know.
Yeah. I think it's just you get that knowing, you know, without
you
even being able to see it. You just know what it is.
You just do.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah, and they're so attached to their people. You know, that they're around a lot. So I tell a lot of my animal clients that, too, that they're still there. And they go on walks with them and, you know, and they are there helping them train their new animals. And it's
yeah.
just, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
And I
did a venue and I had a lady come. And I had a Doberman Pinscher come through. And I told the lady, I said, that was in the audience, I said, who had a Doberman Pinscher with a spike collar? And it loved to eat, and its favorite time of day was this certain whistle. And I did the whistle, and the lady just stood up and started crying. And I said, it was like a that kind of whistle. And I said, I hear this whistle, and I see this animal. And she jumped up and went, oh, my God, that was mine. I can't remember the animal.
Uh-huh.
Loved that whistle because he knew it was dinner time.
Oh, that was
yeah.
the dinner bell.
Yes, and she would whistle this certain whistle every evening for him to come in to eat dinner. And that was that dog loved that.
Oh, my gosh.
And she was like, oh, my God, he's still with me. I said, yes, he is.
I love that, too. And, you know, they're so great about that. I had a gal come up to me after a show I did the other week, and she just, like, put this thing in my hand, and I looked down, and it's a collar. And she says, well, what do you get from that? And so I gave her a couple things, and the last thing I got was this birthday cake. I said, did you give this dog birthday cake? And then she did the same thing, Christine. She's like, oh, my God, and she starts crying.
Yeah.
She says, yeah. I made him a birthday cake every year for his birthday.
Oh, uh-huh. But I see what you did. What did you do? You gave her that healing.
Yeah.
Just to know.
Yeah.
Just to know.
You know,
so
it had
amazing.
Been 3 years since that dog passed, and here she was coming
wow.
to the show with that collar. With that collar.
Isn't that something? Yeah.
You know?
So, you know, I mean, look what you did for her.
I know.
That's why I love what I do, and I thank Spirit every day for allowing me to have this gift, and I know you do the same thing.
Yeah.
Because you just gave her peace of mind to know that that little guy is still around her.
And it's particularly hard for people who have had to put animals down, you know,
yeah.
and they're always worried about how that went. But it's true,
it's so
Christina.
Hard.
It's like I do thank every time because it is healing. And
yeah.
when people, you know, when people leave and I see the different look in their eye And don't they seem to leave lighter than when they came
in? Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness, yes. Even the energy's lighter when they leave these venues and stuff. It's like, wow.
I know. I love it. I love that. Well, I don't know. How much time do we have, Gail? Because I wanted to ask, how much? Where are we going? Okay, good. Because real quick, I know another thing that you do, Christina, that our audience might be interested in is you have a paranormal group called Para Abnormal Investigations.
We are a very abnormal, diverse group. Let me tell you, abnormal. No, we have so much fun. Yeah, we do paranormal investigations. You know, people will call us. We need a Ghostbuster. Can you help us? Are you sure? You know, and we'll take my crew down there, and then we'll investigate homes or businesses or even land we've investigated. And we have all our cameras and all the bells and the whistles, and we have the best time doing it. We have captured one ghost. Went viral on YouTube.
Oh, really?
I mean, we got the holy grail of a spirit on camera, and it's on my YouTube page. And it's amazing to be able to do that and actually catch a spirit. And this spirit, I mean, you could see it blinking, turning its head. It was crazy madness. Leanne Thomas, who is my cousin, who is a psychic medium, was there. And we were working on this particular home that I know very well, and to see if we could bring the spirit through. That was haunting this home, and boy, did we ever. Wow.
So now when you say you could see it, was that on camera,
yes.
Like you have special cameras?
Yes. We had it on a regular, actually it was a regular camera, not even a night vision camera, and we got her, we got the manifestation. It wasn't a full manifestation, it was blurry, but you could see the face, you could see the lips, you could see the eyes, you could see the head turn,
wow.
Watching Leanne and blinking, and it was crazy. So it went viral, and what happened is Hollywood heard about it, of course, and they called us, and we did a show on it, on the spirit, because it was an amazing
cool.
capture.
So now you had the spirit on camera, but were you or Leanne able to actually get a message from it?
Yes, Leanne was able to pull her through and find out what was going on with her, and it's all on the show. But she was here for a particular reason. She didn't want to leave her daughter. She didn't want to cross over. She had a lot of issues while she was on the earth plane. She was an alcoholic and a lot of other issues. And she was afraid.
She was afraid to cross.
Yes, very afraid. She wanted to stay attached to her daughter. Didn't want to go anywhere. Just totally frightened. I believe she's crossed over now, and she's gone on. Nobody's felt her. And she was really haunting the house and the individuals in the house. And that's all subsided. So I believe through about three sessions, we finally were able to
help her
send her home.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, that was a tough one. But she really manifested. It was like, oh my God, look at this. If you're not a believer, you will believe me. I believe. You know, it was crazy. So,
well,
that was a lot of fun.
Hard to discount something when you're seeing it there on film.
Oh, and blinking? Really?
I mean,
come on.
That's pretty clear.
Explain, people.
That's pretty. Now, when you say haunting, I just have to ask you, was she doing anything that scared the people in the house, or she was just there?
Not really scary. She was moving things around that were just nobody else would move. It was just no reason to move things. Feeling her odors, a perfume smell. What else? There was quite a few little things that were happening around in the house. Electronics being manipulated.
Okay, right.
Just feel the presence. You just know. Little tugging, little nudging here and there.
Yeah.
Hair poking. That takes a little energy, but she was doing that. You know, so this is why we decided to do the investigation, and we were able to pull her through.
Yeah.
Crazy.
But I wanted to ask you that because, you know, when we use the term haunting, I don't want people to think that somebody, like, walking around shaking chains, moaning. And
No. In the paranormal world, we call it a haunting. And when I have my psychic medium hat on, we call it energy. So I'm wearing, you know.
Okay.
But, yeah. We just did the Queen Mary, too. That was amazing.
Well, we got 3 minutes, but tell us real quick. Now, what is the Queen Mary?
The Queen Mary is a large ship that is docked in Long Beach, California. They mothballed her in 1967, and she was a ship that was a cruise liner. Beautiful ship, the Queen Mary, but they used her during World War II, and she was known as the Gray Ghost. She transported soldiers from Europe during World War II to here, and So there's a lot of stories and a lot of death and a lot of sadness on this boat, and it's one of the top 10 haunted places in the United States. So we got to take a tour, and we went to places on the ship that not everybody gets to go to, and it was amazing. We went to the belly of the ship and went to some areas that were so the energy. You just knew that there was definitely some energies and residuals going on in this. I mean, it was probably one of the most intense investigations, ghost tours, or whatever you want to call it.
Yeah,
I've ever been on.
I'm sure for
it
you
was
guys.
Amazing.
Now, just a quick question on that one: do you think it's residual energy, or is it actually spirits that are sort of locked there?
There are some spirits that are locked there. We were able to cone in on a few, but there's a lot of residual energy, too. But you have to remember, there was thousands and thousands of soldiers and civilians on that boat.
Okay.
So you're feeling some of that residual energies. The work they did, like in the boiler room in the belly of the ship, that, you know, those people were suffering down there. It was horrible conditions to keep that boat, you know, afloat.
Right.
And so you still feel that residual. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's so thick. Ooh.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
If anybody ever goes to Long Beach, take that haunt tour.
Well, you were brave to even go down there.
It was crazy madness. And they take you, if you're claustrophobic, do not go, because they put you in this little dark elevator. You go to the belly of the ship. You're 40 feet underwater. It's crazy.
Yeah, that would not be me. I wouldn't be going there.
It was freaky. But we did it. So, oh, my gosh. It's crazy.
Well, you've had some, like, unbelievable experiences.
I really have. I have. But, you know, it's because I look for them.
Yeah.
People don't. I'm not normal, okay? I'm looking for the stuff.
Well, you also have that great guide, Eli, who helps you find things and put you sort of on the road that I think is just your calling, Christina, because you are such a healer. And I love that you have brought the humorous side of spirit out.
Yeah, definitely. They're a lot of fun.
Yeah, I want people.
I hardly ever get a grouchy one.
Yeah.
Very rarely do you get a grouchy spirit, okay, people?
Don't you think, though, you get what you attract?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because I hardly get, like, real traumatic ones either, because I don't really, I'm not a high drama person.
No, me neither.
You know, so.
I get the loving.
Yeah, exactly. No. That's what I get, too. And that's fine by me, you know. So.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So are we about out of time, Gil?
We actually are out of time. We have to take a break, and we're going to come back with a couple of minutes.
All right.
Then, so hang on
All
after
right.
this.
So I want to thank Christina. Christina, thank you so much for being with us this morning.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. It's my pleasure.
Yeah. Well, we'll definitely have you come back, because you have such great stories.
Love the stories. People want to know, right? Inquiring minds want to know.
They do.
There
and
you go.
And it's the questions that people have, so it's wonderful.
Uh-huh.
And so we will definitely have you come back and join us. Thank you again.
Awesome. I will be here.
Okay.
Take care.
Thanks. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, next week, folks, my guest will be Francine Milano. She's a psychic medium from the Lancaster area. Some of you may have heard of her. And as a child, Francine was naturally gifted. And in the early 90s, she decided to develop her gift further and has been helping others for almost 20 years now. So along with private readings, she has also assisted in cases of missing persons, solving crimes, and she also does paranormal investigations, just like Christina. So I'm sure she'll have a lot of good information for us, too. So please join us next week. If you have any questions, you can send them to me on my website, JackieLebeau.com. And we'll bring them on the air for you. And thanks, everybody, for calling in this morning.